Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Can I just say, daylight savings, you stink?
Yes. Yeah, you can say that.
Seconded.
Okay. I mean, I had other choice words, but I know that's not allowed on this show.
That
so.
Is correct, yes. Unfortunately, we can talk about it. We can hit it hard on the Thursday show, give our exact feelings. And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball, and we are all missing an hour of sleep on top of the fact that it's a morning show, which is really disgusting. Daylight savings time is the worst.
Sorry to all the farmers out there, but you also stink.
I like it.
I mean, the farmers are fine.
The farmers is why daylight savings exists.
Well, there's like a group of people that have kept that alive. I don't think farmers would care as much.
Not
if
anymore.
It was gone. Yeah. At one point, yeah, it was important to them, but I think it's that time is over. Anyway, looks like Kristen Wiig is going to be Cheetah in Wonder Woman 2.
We get a female villain?
Yes. Yes, we do. And on top of that, it was really interesting that tweet announced two things, because we didn't know who the main villain was going to be for Wonder Woman 2. And obviously we didn't know Kristen Wiig was going to be in it. So,
truth.
Yeah. It'll be really interesting to see Kristen Wiig playing Cheetah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's going to knock it out of the park.
It's going to be a good movie. It's fun.
it's going to be interesting to see, because like really the only thing we've seen Kristen Wiig in is like super goofy
romantic comedies or
right
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm curious to see how she'll do in.
Let's see her stretch her wings a little bit.
What's more of a probably a little bit more of a serious role?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also be interesting to see how they go with like character design for Cheetah. Because
yeah.
Cheetah is a kind of a goofy-looking character.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Cheetah is completely
very
naked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just furry.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're going to do that. Though, I mean, we've seen Mystique on screen the same way.
They might do like a Mystique thing or something.
Yeah. Either way, we're not going to have... There's not going to be nipples on screen or anything like that. It'll be, at worst, like... I say worst. It'll be like Mystique in terms of like exposure of Kristen Wiig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see where they're going to take it. Jon Favreau is going to write a live action Star Wars series, as well as executive produce. But yeah, apparently he had a lot to do with the Clone Wars series.
Okay.
Ooh.
So yeah, I'm excited to see this. And I know like Mandy brought this up, and it's pretty good a point. Most of the series, because this will be a series, and that's why live action is important,
mm-hmm.
because Star Wars has never had a TV series, as far as I'm aware, that was live action.
Not that
I can't think of
one.
I don't watch the TVs. I was just like, but the movies are live action, and I don't understand. Then you say TV, and it makes sense.
Yeah. So it is a TV series, and it's, yeah. If it's half as good as Clone Wars, like I'll be happy.
Yeah,
because Clone Wars is great,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they can do quite a bit with this. I don't know; they haven't given any more detail on like timeline or anything else that I know of, or even like release window.
Too early.
It's going to be on Disney's streaming service, was my understanding.
Okay.
So it's not actually going to air on any kind of channel. So
hint, hint: you have to buy Disney's now too.
Yeah, like if you
were... Which I told you guys, if they put all of my Disney Afternoon and all of the Disney original movies on there, I'm sold.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
Between all the Marvel stuff that's going to be on there, all of like the Star Wars stuff and like the original content, they're almost certainly going to put on it. Yeah.
You're going to have to get it.
Yeah, I will have to get it, yes. Yeah. Same thing with friggin' DC streaming service.
I keep forgetting they're doing that too.
That's just rude.
I know.
It's because TV isn't a thing anymore.
So is Netflix even going to be around? God.
I mean, Netflix is still putting out like crazy amounts of original content as well.
Yeah, I think they just announced they're going to try to put out like 700 original movies and TV series this year.
Sheesh.
Well, I mean, they're going to lose so much stuff probably. That's why I was
wondering. Hey, writers, get a job with Netflix.
Because Conan made a joke about it on Twitter, and Netflix responded with, "We're looking forward to the 1,185th episode of Conan tonight."
Well done, Netflix. And speaking of...
Oh, there was a live-action Star Wars television. The holiday special.
No, there wasn't. That didn't exist.
No, it's right here. It's on... I googled list of Star Wars TV series, 1978 to 1979.
Now listen here. George Lucas said that doesn't exist, so it doesn't exist.
To be fair, it's not his property anymore.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. I very much knew that was a thing.
Like many other people, we tend to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you guys don't like Christmas.
Not when it's Star Wars related. Anyway, speaking of Netflix, though, going back here, we got a new trailer for Luke Cage. And yes.
It was like 20 seconds. Not really a trailer.
Teaser.
They finally figured out how to do a teaser.
Yeah. That they did. And it was great. And I am teased and
see,
I'm hyped.
Maybe I need to go back and watch it, but it felt like it was just kind of like...
Hi, remember me?
Yeah, it was a little bit like too many clips from the first season, and then I couldn't really pick out what was different between the first season and the second season stuff because there was such little about it. Don't get me wrong, I get it's a teaser, and like that's fine. It did its job because I'm like, I'm excited that it's that we know when it's coming out now.
Yes.
It's like happy late birthday to me. But it was that thing of just like, okay, this really didn't do anything to like hype me at all. Other than, like, because my hype levels were already high.
Well, it's just planting the seeds.
They didn't raise it.
Yeah, no.
Planting
the
seeds, and then when it comes out,
oh yeah, the first
everything.
The first actual trailer, yeah. I'll probably lose my mind.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was the thing. Like, it's been the thing with a lot of these Marvel Netflix series. Like, as soon as I have a release date, I am at critical hype level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't go any higher. Like, you can keep giving me more stuff, and I will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it does not increase my hype.
You've already got my money.
Yeah. They really do, especially since it's Netflix.
It's like, just let me watch it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have June 22nd is when we're getting season 2 of Luke Cage, which will give me just enough time to cool down from Jessica Jones season 2, which I binged yesterday.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I watched the first episode on Thursday, and then I went to bed, had to work the next morning. And then yesterday I worked at my second job in the morning, and I got off. I had lunch. I watched Jessica Jones. Then I went to bed.
You had a full day.
I did. It did. Yeah, we always talk about like those Netflix shows. Once you hit a certain episode, you just kind of have to keep trucking.
Keep watching.
Because there's not a good stopping point after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I tried to stretch out the newest season of Ultron. Didn't work. At all.
Is that season 2 or 3?
4.
5.
5? Oh, yeah.
Season 5.
I'm very behind on Voltron.
Well, because
They're mini-seasons, but mm-hmm. it's still labeled as 5.
I keep wanting to go back to it, but it's that thing where I always forget that the first episode is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, oh, sure, I'll knock out a 45-minute thing, no problem. And then, like,
yeah.
45 minutes in, I'll hit pause, and it's still, like, an hour left. I'm like, I'll come back to this.
I don't think it's that long.
It's close to it.
I know it's an hour. Because the regular episodes are only 20 minutes, like 24 or something like that.
It was the same thing with Firefly. And it's just like, I know I need to go back and watch like...
It's like I don't have patience for this right now.
I like Serenity.
Serenity's great. That movie is... like that's and now we can't go down that
road. I'm glad you said Jessica Jones' like tipping point was earlier than...
The Punisher.
What Punisher's was.
Yeah, because Punisher, we didn't get that until... midway through the season.
Yeah, mine was like episode 6, I think.
Yeah.
6 or 7. Even.
Yeah, which I think they're all like 12, 13 episode mm-hmm. seasons. So,
because yeah.
Jessica Jones is 13 episodes. And yeah, the tipping point for me was, I don't remember if it was at the end of episode 4 going into 5 or if it was at the end of episode 5. But it was somewhere in that range. Like once I hit that, I was thinking about taking a break.
It's like, nope, can't.
And then, yeah, exactly, that. I was like, oh.
Must see what happens.
Now I got to watch the next episode. Well, no, I can't end on that note. Can't end on that one either. Oh, this is just going to be my night. And it was. And then I needed, just like the first season, I felt like I needed a drink afterward. Because just like the first season, things aren't happy.
In Jessica Jones? No.
Like the end, and the ending resolves itself and everything, and it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't dislike the ending at all, but it's just, ugh.
Sometimes life's a bummer.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, like it's a bummer for pretty much every character in that show this season.
That sounds about right.
So if I don't want to be bummed, I should wait until it gets a third season.
That's not a guarantee.
That's not a good idea.
No.
Now, yeah, if you, and Ace, I do have good news for you. Not even a mention of fighting the hand in the Defenders.
Yay!
There is nothing. No ninjas. No hand.
So I know that this is a packed show. Not a lot of time for tangents. But Lindsay will appreciate this for sure. I don't know how much of WoW you got into.
Oh, no.
So we're playing WoW, and we're going through. And all of a sudden, it's just like we get to this, like, oh, hey, so the Worgen are kind of creeping into the undead's territory. We need you to take out all of their camps.
Mm-hmm.
There's four camps.
Uh-huh.
The first finger.
Uh-huh.
The second finger. Uh-huh. The third finger. And
yep.
Then,
and yep. I'm like, Jesse, I remember those quests.
This is a cutscene. And it's like, Jesse, it looks like we're going to have to fight the hand. And it's like, no, it's just four fingers. There's not, like, it's mm-hmm. not the hand. Just move my eyes over to what the quest was. Defeat the hand.
You guys are running in undead territory.
Yep, yeah, because Asa made an undead. And in my opinion, they have the best story.
Shannon didn't do those quests because I got bored and went on my own and was doing those on a different server. I remember those ones.
Yeah, I know. I like the Forsaken
story. Because I'm that weirdo
line.
That plays an MMO by herself.
I almost did last night, but then I went
but
to
why?
Bed.
I was trying to play Monster Hunter. And I had to, like, do my own quest.
I like
I was
seeing
just
how
getting
far I
get
before
angry.
I die for the first time.
I don't like maps.
and wandering.
Well, I'm supposed to play with people, but, oh, there's a cutscene, so they can't join you. So you got to wander on your own.
My main problem is I'm really bad at communicating and playing at the same time. So that's why I play with Shannon and I let him communicate.
I just followed Steven.
Which is why it's funny to be a priest and just say my character has a vow of silence. That's why I don't talk.
That's fair.
The MRP servers.
No hand. Yay.
Yeah, going back to Jessica Jones.
I'm
there's
so excited.
There's no hand at Jessica Jones at all. Like, it's very much, and honestly, there's not even a mention of, like,
defenders
any of the other,
all?
None of the other defenders. Not even a mention.
That's a little bit of a bummer.
There's one character from the other show, or from another show, that comes in. He has a 30-second cameo.
That's a short cameo.
Yep.
That's a little bit of a bummer, because I liked how they used Luke Cage in the first season.
Yes.
I get why they wouldn't do the same thing again.
Yeah, because
other things.
And now since Luke is officially with what's her name? I can't remember her name.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I know her.
Yeah. Also, she's not in the season at all.
Also surprising.
Yep. I thought the same. Yeah, no Rosario Dawson at all. No Luke Cage, Iron Fist or Daredevil. Which, obviously, if you've seen season two of Daredevil, it would
it very would much make sense that
he would not be anywhere near there.
Yeah.
No Defenders.
Oh, yeah.
Defenders.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's really good, though. Like, if you like the first season of Jessica Jones, absolutely watch this one. I imagine, and I haven't looked this up online, a lot of people are going to be upset about the plot twist. But I dug it. Like I was completely fine with it, but I can understand people being upset with the plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, judge it for yourselves. I enjoyed the crap out of it, and it has a lot of the same vibe of season one, except not quite as heartbreaking because you're not dealing with someone like Kilgrave, the Purple Man, because the Purple Man is just a complete monster.
Yeah, that was like gross.
Yeah.
Like, it was done super well, but it's that idea of just like, oh, no, if someone was like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's
and
rough.
It's exactly how you expect. If you have a human being that no one could deny their requests, it's absolutely what Kilgrave would become.
Yep.
Like, that's just how that would work out. This one's villain, talk about a sympathetic bad guy. Like, a bad guy that you can really sympathize with.
From Kilgrave to Killmonger, where does he...
neither. Like, this is now a triangle. And you'll see why. It's interesting.
With kill.
Right? All right. So in comic book news, this portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. You can stop by there for comic books and coffee. It's one of the happiest places on earth. And you can have them hold any of the books that I'm about to mention. DC has announced a new imprint, The Black Label. And basically the idea is they hit a bunch of rock star creative teams and have given them set stories that they're going to work on. Superman Year One, a new Superman story by Frank Miller and John Romita Jr., which, I mean, that's a pretty stellar team. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Frank Miller.
It's a stellar team, but Frank Miller writing a Superman story sounds gross. Like, yeah. Zack Snyder would be excited to make this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not excited to read it because, I'm not a Superman fan, but I know, like, people like JR, if he still listens, I know he's a big Superman fan. He would probably dig this, but...
See, and I don't know, because, like, Frank Miller is so dark.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, because even, like, Shannon, like, I don't know if Shannon or JR would like what they're probably going to do with
dark,
Frank Miller.
Dark, gritty Superman?
Yeah.
We'll have to see how it goes. But, I mean, that's definitely Frank Miller style. So, yeah, we'll see. Then we have Batman Last Night on Earth, which is a Snyder and Capullo story. I will certainly be reading that one.
Yes.
Because Snyder and Capullo. Which for those of you that haven't been following, that's the New 52 creative team. That's probably like the best Batman run ever.
This Tom King run is it's giving it a solid run.
No, yeah, yes,
a solid run for its money. I'll say
agreed for sure. But yeah, like Batman just like it's a great time to be a Batman fan.
The last three years have been amazing.
And then, yes, Snyder and Capullo, though, have been working on Dark Knight's Metal, which has been really well received, and I'm still really behind on.
Oh, it's so quiet.
I'm so behind on it. Anyway.
So much fun.
We've also got Batman Damned from Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermeo, and that one is going to be a series, like it's going to be a mini series almost certainly, with Batman and Hellblazer.
Yes.
Or Constantine. Hellblazer. That's the name of his book, not the name of the character, Jesse. Anyway, yeah, Constantine and Batman teaming up. And I know, like, Trevor, we've already told him about this, but yeah, he's going to be really excited about this one.
I'm super excited about it because I really like Azzarello. I haven't read a whole lot of his stuff, but he did that Joker.
Yeah, the Joker.
That little Joker solo story, which was pretty nuts. And just the idea of this is kind of, I feel like this is probably going to be the closest thing to like a Justice League Dark we're going to get. And even if it's just Batman and John Constantine, I'm fine with it. It sounds like it's going to be like, it's going to be dark and it's going to be, it's dealing with the supernatural and I'm on board.
In an ideal world, this leads to a Justice League Dark.
Oh, don't tease me. Don't. You stop it.
I said in an ideal world. Do you find this world to be ideal?
That's what I'm saying. What about this world makes it seem like this is the ideal world?
Exactly. Exactly. So we're not going to get it.
You're proving my point.
But I want to.
You're just upsetting him. Stop.
All right. So we have a couple of new Wonder Woman books as well.
Yeah, you do.
First is the Wonder Woman Historia. The Amazons is going to be Kelly Sue DeConnick and Phil Jimenez. That one's supposed to be, you know, history of the Amazons.
Steve Trevor.
Yep. So, yeah, there will be Diana, but not a lot of, like, Diana Wonder Womaning. Yeah, that works.
Yes.
Kelly Sue's really,
but it
really
said
good.
It was just a three-book story, so.
Yeah, it's not going to be. Cool. None of these, I think, are supposed to be extended stories. Like, I think they're all miniseries.
Kelly Sue's a really, really good writer, too. Like, I'm excited to see her do a Wonder Woman thing.
Yeah, that could be really, really cool. And then Greg Rucka is doing a Wonder Woman, Diana's Daughter. And this is supposed to be 20 years past Wonder Woman being active. And this girl doesn't know that she's Diana's daughter, apparently. And now there's like an invasion or something like that. And there's a resistance group being formed and she's a member. And she discovers that she's the daughter of Wonder Woman.
Oh, Hayes, you has powers.
Something like that. It sounds really interesting, and I like Greg Rucka. So
I was gonna say that actually name sounds familiar. Like he writes now or something. I don't know names, but that one like stuck
that
out.
That one stuck out.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like he's part of Wonder Woman.
I mean, he's done Wonder Woman before. Yeah, because they wanted to specifically pick people that have done stuff like that before. And right now, let's see, Greg Rucka is working on... talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Yeah.
I was also going to start looking up... He did Batman No Man's Land, which is a novel. Like, they did... Like, not a graphic novel.
Like, just the actual words.
Yeah, just... there's no pictures in this book.
There might be one.
You have to use your imagination.
The cover doesn't count. He's done a bunch of novels.
Sometimes, I don't know. I don't have anything. I like pictures.
He's done a ton of Batman. Mandy, is your imagination
on hold?
Yeah. Wonder Woman the Hikataya? They don't know that one.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I'm just saying he sounds familiar for once.
No, he's done a lot of stuff in comics.
So much stuff.
Yeah. It's one of the... It's like, you know when you see an actor... in a movie and you're like, oh, I've seen them in something, but I don't know their name. Mm-hmm. And then you like catch their name in the credits. So you IMDb it to see like what
it's
else
like,
they've been in.
Like a thousand things.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he's been in every movie that's been made.
Yes.
Starting to wonder if Rucka wasn't part of the new 52 Batman run.
He did Wonder Woman.
Ooh, he did Batwoman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good run.
And he had Wonder Woman for 3 years from August 03 to February 06. And yeah, so yeah, I mean, he's been like his bibliography, the Wikipedia page is quite mm-hmm. extensive. He has done so much stuff.
He's also done Wonder Woman recently too.
Ah.
It looks like 16 to 17.
Yep.
Aha. See, there it is.
Yeah, he actually is doing with Liam Sharp and Nicholas Scott. Like he's been doing the Rebirth stuff too. So yes.
I knew it.
Mandy was correct.
Yay!
I can retire now.
And then we've got from John Ridley, The Other History of the DCU, which is just going to be a bunch of, like, basically history of the DCU stories. So it'll
be
interesting.
That could be kind of cool.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know much about John Ridley, honestly. So we'll see what happens there. All right. And now for the bulk of our show. Thanks to Nintendo Direct. Be getting to that momentarily. This portion of our podcast is brought to you by Press Start to Join, our great Canadian friends. You can find all of their podcasts and other content at www.ps2jshow.com. They have a bunch of great content out there, particularly the History of Gaming episodes. They do one of those a month, and they are all great. Check them out. Gabe Newell of Valve says they are going to start shipping games again. And apparently, it's because of the Nintendo Switch.
Huh.
Yeah. According to Gabe, it was they saw the success of Nintendo and they got jealous of Nintendo being able to put out their own hardware and software simultaneously. It's like, well, we should do that.
But
so
they don't do either right now.
I know.
Like they're just sitting on their mountains of like their mansion that's made of money built into the mountain that's made of money from Steam.
Yeah, well, like Steam boxes were briefly a thing.
Past tense.
So yeah, I mean, and they were reasonably successful. Steam Links were also pretty successful, but Steam boxes were just expensive PCs.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were able to get one on sale, apparently some of the Alienware ones got real cheap there at the end. Granted, like the hardware had been kind of dated by that point, but not horribly so. Like mm-hmm. it still played games fine. So yeah, they want to start shipping games again. So we already got a while back. They're working on Artifact, which is a card game a la Dota 2. So kind of like what Hearthstone is to Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Artifact is to Dota, which I know nothing about Dota other than it's like the other side of League of Legends after
Heroes of the Storm.
Well,
like it's a MOBA.
Yeah, it's a MOBA game. It was one of like Dota was one of the originals
mm-hmm.
because League of Legends, the Dota All-Stars, well, Defense of the Ancients was a Warcraft 3 mod. And then from that came Dota All-Stars and the guys that made that made League of Legends. The other people that worked on Dota went on to make Dota as a standalone game. Anyway, history lesson for you there. I mean, I know it's still a big deal in the esports scene and everything else. It's not as big as League of Legends, much to the chagrin of fans of Dota, who think that League of Legends is a babby's game. Actual quote. Yeah, that whole community is just wonderful. Valve is shipping more games, though.
I'll believe it when I see it. Apparently, and they're going to ship like 6 games. Not a single one of them is going to have the number 3 in it.
That
so
is accurate.
You need to just like, I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, Half-Life 3 is coming. Or no, Portal 3.
No.
Or Left 4 Dead 3.
No.
Team Fortress 3?
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah, they are petrified of the number 3. Just
skip it and go to 4.
Oh, well, Half-Life 2 Episode 3. No? Oh.
They are working on a big single-player game, Gabe confirmed, as well as 3 big VR games. And, yeah, they got some other stuff down the pipeline that they're kind of working through, but that's the important stuff for now.
Which of the computer VR is Steam compatible? Is it Oculus or is it...
Both. Like it does HTC.
Both?
Yeah. I think Steam does
Vive.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, HTC Vive and Oculus.
Because I was like, Shannon is either going to be super excited or very upset.
Because I want to say there are games that are exclusive to both, but Steam has games for both.
Okay.
I think.
I mean, to be fair, he hasn't touched either of his VR systems in like a month.
Well, yeah. It's usually he like remembers it whenever like something comes out that he wants to play. But
I played the Voltron game on it.
And I'm sure it was fun.
It was cheesy as all get out, but it was hilarious.
All right.
You get to play as Lance.
Aw.
Aw.
It's one of my least favorite paladins. But anyway. Yeah, I know. I'm really excited about that. Yeah, I would like another Portal game. Or, like, at this point, I've completely given up on Half-Life being continued.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just...
It's at quarter life now.
I'm not even gonna like, entertain the thought that I might get another Half-Life game, because I'm not. But Portal, please. I know, like, most of the creators for Portal have left Valve at this point, but please.
Hmm.
Pretty please. Yeah, a lot of the people that actually wrote the games for Valve have left.
Because there wasn't anything for them to do.
Exactly. Yeah, they went on to do, you know, other ventures.
Mm-hmm.
So
they went somewhere where they could make games.
Yep, pretty much. So they've just retired on their mountain of cash.
Fair.
So we'll update you guys as we get updated, because obviously Valve is something near and dear to my heart. Been fan of those games for many, many years. Black Ops 4 has been officially announced. Which I'm really glad we're getting another Black Ops game. We've talked about it before. The Treyarch games have been my favorites for a while now. From basically the first Black Ops onward. Like, all the Black Ops games have been really, really good, and I'm really excited about this one. It's going to be, from the looks of it, near future. It made it look like some of the classes are still going to be there, because I want to say I saw like the ground pound guy. I want to say I saw that logo in that teaser trailer we got. So it looks like we're still going to have the classes, which, cool. I don't know if they're going to do it World War II style or not, or if they're going to give us what we got in Black Ops 3, basically. They did confirm a while back, and as far as I'm aware, it's still the same thing. We're not going to have wall running and all that cool stuff that
we
had in
Black Ops
3.
It's going to be more, even though it is going to be like a near future setting, it's still going to be more like reality grounded.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which... Black Ops 3 is the first Call of Duty game that I ever put any significant amount of time into, and I really, really liked it. I had a lot of fun with it. I ended up getting decent at it.
Yeah.
I got my Diamond Assault Rifles.
That's true.
I was very excited about that. So I am a little bummed that we're not going to get the wall running anymore, just
that
because, like, I did enjoy it. I was never very good at it, and it was just a special kind of frustrating whenever someone would, like, wall run and then double jump and then get a kill while they were midair, and you're just like... Pew, pew, pew. It just made, like, I just like the way you could travel around the maps a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that's my biggest complaint with World War II, I think.
It takes forever
to get anywhere.
Yeah, because it definitely got to a point, like, Black Ops 3 was ridiculously fast-paced because
it wasn't Titanfall 2.
No.
Which was, like, lightning speed. And I wish that game would have stayed more relevant.
Yeah.
Stupid EA cannibalizing.
Yeah, no, it's what. Yeah, Black Ops 3, though, like that. I also didn't get very many kills off the wall, mm-hmm. but anytime I did.
You felt amazing.
Exactly. Oh. You're just like, oh, I am a beast. So much fun. So yeah, I'm really excited about Black Ops 4. I'm excited to see what they're going to do this time. The naming convention is a little weird. Instead of giving, because they're sticking with, you know, the Roman numerals-ish, and instead of giving us, you know, Black Ops IV, we're getting Black Ops III.
In other words, they don't know their Roman numerals.
I think they're just like...
People don't know their Roman numerals.
I think it's not going for Roman numerals, though. I think it's like, it would make more sense, excuse me, if they're making the tally marks.
Yeah.
So like the fifth one would then cut okay. across.
Line through it. If they do that, that would make me really happy.
If they do the design that way.
But it's one, we have to wait until like Black Ops 5, so that'll be minimum of 3 years. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there's no way to type that into like a computer.
No, it'll be NS5.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what like this one, it'll either be, I don't think people will actually type out I think it'll just be Black Ops 4.
I mean, you know it will be here at Gaming Grounds because that's what Black Ops 3 is in there as.
Is it really?
Yeah. Black Ops 3 is in there as III.
Is that how people... Kay. You guys got that Black's III? Yeah,
no one's ever said that,
fortunately. What about Black Ops I?
Yeah, like how they... I mean, I to the fourth power, please. God.
4I. I 4?
4I. Why are you making fun of my
glasses?
I'm
sure you're
going
to get all kinds of good, all kinds of good names for that.
Oh, almost certainly. But either way, I'm going to pick it up because Black Ops hasn't let me down yet. So
they're one for one for me.
Yeah. But some people still say Black Ops, the first Black Ops is the best Call of Duty ever made. Shannon says that anyway.
I thought he liked Modern Warfare 4. Or not 4. The one that got remastered.
Call of Duty 4?
Is that what it was?
There's Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
That's what I'm thinking of. Is that the one that was bundled with the deluxe version of... Yes. And, okay. I
thought that was a good game. No, and Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3.
I didn't like Modern Warfare 3 much. Modern Warfare 2 was probably the one I had the most fun with.
Yeah, that was probably the best.
Because that was back in the day of the Duck Clan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was all of us from GameStop, and occasionally we get a few other people, like Mandy would throw in once in a while, and we'd get like... Trevor in there every so often, that kind of deal. And yeah, in Modern Warfare 2, we would once a week, we would log in, we'd almost always have a team of six, and we would play domination, and we would dominate.
Unleash it all.
Yeah.
It's because you guys had Kevin.
And Garrett, and me. I mean, yeah, no, Kevin is a step above, but like, me and Garrett were no slouches. And yeah, Ben and Pat and MC were also really good at it, though they were our Riot Shield guys. They loved the Riot Shield. It was fun. It was so much fun. Anyway, and they're apparently remastering that one, is what I heard.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're remastering Modern Warfare 2.
Meep. I'll buy it. I'll finally buy Call of Duty. I'll take it right now. Pre-order done.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to release it inside of Black Ops 4, like they did with the last one. Or if we're going to get it, you know, with the next Infinity Ward release.
No.
Which would be, you know, next year.
No.
And then you'd have to pay an extra $80, or you'd have to pay $80 for a Call of Duty game you don't really want. Because Infinity Ward is not good
not
at
stellar.
This.
No.
No, I'm upset.
Well, hopefully they've learned, because they did eventually release Call of Duty 4 standalone.
Eventually.
The remaster. Yeah, eventually. So hopefully they've learned that they can make a lot of money if they just release it by itself. But then again, it's Infinity Ward, which that used to be the best of like the two. Between Infinity Ward and Treyarch, like Infinity Ward was the one that was knocking it out of the park. And then the Infinity Ward guys left. They made Respawn, which made Titanfall, which was fun. And Infinity Ward has sucked ever since. They've consistently released the worst Call of Duty game.
I did very much dislike. Infinite Warfare wasn't a bad game. It's just the microtransactions broke it.
Yeah.
And like the better versions of guns ruined that game.
Yeah, like I couldn't even give it a chance because of that. Like I'm like, no, this is really stupid.
Oh, he has my gun, but it's blue, and he doesn't have to reload. and there's
killed,
no
he killed
and there's
me, so he got an auto reload.
Or yeah, or he and, or it's like, oh, there's less recoil. Well, what's the downside? Longer reload time? None. There's no downside to him. Like, there's nothing to balance him out.
Nope. It's just outright better. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah, and then Ghosts was just not fun. Like, I could never, I couldn't, I tried to get into Ghosts and could not.
I don't mind Ghosts.
I didn't play anything before 3.
Right. And then Modern Warfare 3 was the first game without the original guys from Infinity Ward. And it was solid, but it wasn't. They took out the riot shields for reasons. And I know that upset our crew. Yeah, it was okay. Anyway, back on to topic here. Ubisoft, we got a little bit of news from them. First, they announced the Division 2, which everybody thought they weren't going to do since they were still updating and continuously updating the Division, mm-hmm. which I thought died a long time ago, but apparently got revived after they fixed a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which it seems to be Ubisoft's MO now. Like, Ubisoft releases a game, 1 year later, it will be playable.
They're like Bethesda, except Bethesda releases a game.
But at least Bethesda's not giving us multiplayer games. Well, I guess there's ESO. But in general, Bethesda doesn't give us multiplayer games.
That's
which,
fair.
Yeah, like, that was the reason the Division was broken. Everybody was just hacking because it was super easy to do. So everybody was cheating. Then, and with stuff that was preventable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the worst part, like, where Ubisoft is outright lying to people. So the characters currently are client-side. That's real dangerous. You want to maybe not do that? Oh, no, in the full game it won't be like that.
Yeah, it is.
It was.
I do feel like, though, like, Ubisoft did what with The Division, what Bungie so very desperately wishes they could have done with Destiny 1 or 2.
Well, they fixed Destiny 1. It was Destiny 2 that's circling the drain right now.
But the fact that Destiny 2 came out after they fixed Destiny 1, where they should have learned all of that?
Yeah, no. Destiny 2 was just a colossal mistake. That was unfortunate. Really unfortunate. Man, I wanted that game to be good. Anyway.
Maybe they'll come back and fix it.
Maybe.
8 months later.
Yeah, but at this point, like, please. Go ahead and pull Ubisoft. Like, in September, make that game playable again.
Yeah, if they actually do what, like, Bungie said they were going to do, it's like, no, we learned from our mistakes from the first one. If they actually do, like, have learned from their mistakes and, you know, it comes out and everything is server-side, they have the dedicated servers, like, they fix. I never got into The Division, so I don't know. Like, those were, like, the two biggest problems I know.
Yeah, it was cheating.
But it has a super loyal player base, and, like, people are still very much into it. Like, there's a lot of excitement around this announcement.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a game that kind of missed me, because I think our group was playing something else whenever that came out.
Because I know Shannon picked it up, and he wanted us to play it with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about to, and then I saw, like, that even on console, you could cheat.
Yeah.
Easily, and there was, and Ubisoft outright said, there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, at that point I was like, oh, no, I won't be purchasing this game. Sorry, Shannon. They also gave us a little bit more information about Far Cry 5. They gave us a DLC trailer. And in this trailer, they showed off a different mode they're adding to Far Cry 5 that's apparently not DLC. It will be in the base game.
That's what it looks like. We're not going to say that 100%.
We got a level creator, which looks like you can create levels using Far Cry 5 properties as well as other Ubisoft properties.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially, you know, at least all the other Far Cry properties like Primal and stuff like that, but possibly Assassin's Creed and, you know, things along those lines.
They listed Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs.
Oh, nice.
Stuff. So, because it's going to have over 9,000 assets, they said, 5,000 of which are from Far Cry 5, and then the other 4,000 are from other Ubisoft properties.
Now, see, if I can't make a Rayman Legends level and run through it as Ezio, then I quit.
That would be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
But this sounds really cool because there's like a bunch of different game modes. Like, you can capture prisoners, or you can like release prisoners that other players have like placed throughout their level and like fight your way through. It looks like a lot of it's going to be co-op too.
Huh.
Going into the modes, I think it can be done from in-game. And then, but to like actual do the level creator, you have to, it said something about like having to go through the main menu.
You have to unlock stuff or whatever.
But it looks like it, I mean, that's actually a really cool feature. And on top of the fact, like, plus you get Far Cry 3 when you pre-order the season pass, which the season pass kind of looks like it's that insanity that they like to throw in with the Far Cry games.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you had,
instead of Blood Dragon.
Line, or, yeah, Blood Dragon. Yeah.
But now it's Bloodline. They're doing the Vietnam one, which is a weird choice. Mission to Mars, which you're fighting giant Martian spiders. And then they have a zombies.
There's always
story.
Zombies.
There's always zombies.
Yeah. Because I guess I keep forgetting that people still care about zombies because I stopped caring about zombies like
2008.
I was a late departure on that one because I was still into zombies in like 2011, but that was pretty much the end of it for me. So
they also said that the DLC assets will be added to it once the DLC is released.
Oh, nice!
So that's even cooler. If this arcade mode isn't part of the base game, which I have to assume it is, because it just seems like too big of a feature to lock behind a paywall like that.
Right.
I'm curious if that is part of the base game, if the DLC assets, you actually have to have the DLC, because that would make sense.
Yeah, I would imagine you have to, and probably to be even able to play any of the custom levels with the DLC assets, you probably have to have the DLC for it.
I could see him letting you play levels, just not
make your own,
like download or edit or anything like
that. We'll see how it goes. Ubisoft isn't usually known for decisions that are geared towards the consumer.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at least at first. They'll fix it eventually.
I don't know. Like, Far Cry 5 looks cool. I like that kind of story. Yeah. Like, the...
Yeah, I mean, Far Cry has, like, been really, like, consistently good, from my understanding. Minus Primal was not received well. But I've personally never been able to get into a Far Cry game, so I can't really speak a whole lot on that franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other franchises that I've tried to get into. Yeah. And one of the other things that... Ubisoft said, which I am very in favor of and I'm very happy about, apparently Rainbow Six Siege has had a pretty significant problem with a fairly toxic community. So now Ubisoft has said they are going to ban players for racist and homophobic speech.
Good.
About time.
Yeah. No, I am always for these game companies enforcing that rule because, I mean, guys, it's toxic and it's terrible.
There's no reason for it.
Yeah. Just be more creative in your trash talk. Like, that's just stupid. So, yeah, props to Ubisoft. I'll give them that at least. They might slowly build a favor with me, and then they'll inevitably just tear it all down. But
generally.
Yeah. Like EA did. They built up so much goodwill.
Did you see they retweeted an exploit that someone, like, sent them as, like, oh, this is one of the plays of the week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In what game?
Battlefront 2. Apparently, there's a heavy gun that is, like, crazy overpowered. And it's the clip is just them unloading a full clip into Vader. And it eats through Vader's, like, deflection and then kills him.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, so maybe fix this. Play wow, what a play.
Oh, yay.
Aww.
I really hope that was someone in EA's marketing that did that just so that EA could become aware of it.
I don't... Given what we know about EA,
yeah.
I don't think it's...
I mean, that guy got fired.
Given what we know about EA.
That guy got fired. If they... Because they've definitely realized it by now.
The tweet's still up.
Oh, of course it is. That guy might get fired eventually. All right. Now, for the last part of the show, Nintendo Direct... which we don't have quite as much time to talk about it as I wanted to. Most of this, honestly, though, we're going to kind of blow through because a lot of the news I don't particularly care about, and I don't think anybody else does either. They started with some 3DS games, WarioWare Gold, a bunch of new WarioWare titles.
This makes me mad. Why isn't this on the Switch?
Seriously.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea.
Like, it's
like, I loved WarioWare on the Wii.
It's the same thing with the Mario Party minigame collection.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense for it to be on the 3DS.
No.
Other than, like, game. I get that they have the install base. Like, there's a billion 3DSs out there.
On the handheld systems.
But with the Switch, where the Switch is marketed as, like, hey, break off the Joy-Cons, hand them to your friends, like, it's a party thing. How are you not going to have a giant collection of minigames?
Exactly.
Because I love the WarioWare games, and this is like this isn't just new ones. This is a collection of like 300.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a massive collection of WarioWare stuff.
Yeah, WarioWare Gold, I think, is what it's called.
Yep.
And it's like, I got super excited, and then I realized, oh, we're in the 3DS section.
Missed opportunity.
It should come out, like, at least put it on both. Like, because I understand, you still want to make money on the 3DS, you're still pumping out new special editions of the 3DS. The 3DS is getting big exclusive titles still. And like I said, the install base is stupid.
Yeah. So almost everybody owns a 3DS.
I get why. Some more than one. But just do a 3DS and Switch.
Maybe they're waiting?
Yeah, I guess if it sells well on the 3DS, which why would it? They'll make it on the Switch.
I think they should do it the reverse way, though. Put it on the Switch and then put it on the 3DS. Yeah.
But that's the way it is. We also got a new Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers, which basically looks a little like Twisted Metal for kids.
Yeah, Twisted Metal Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Ish.
Sure, that'll work. It not the target demo at this table.
No.
Mario and Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story, and Bowser's Journey, which this confused me. I thought they were announcing it for, like, you know, the Switch or something, but this is for the 3DS.
I thought those came out for the 3DS.
Bowser's Inside Story did. So they're re-releasing the full version with all the DLC, is my understanding, and then they're also adding Bowser Jr.'s Journey.
I didn't know that it had DLC.
Apparently, that's what the EA or the Nintendo Direct said. But yeah, no, that confused me because I was watching. I was like, wait, no, that game came out on the 3DS. I'm very positive about this. Why are we getting another announcement? Why are we seeing video for Bowser's Inside Story?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows. Well, not everybody, obviously, but people know that game. Like, it's, yeah. Oh, Nintendo. Detective Pikachu information. We got just more stuff on that.
I'm still going to play it.
No.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I understand.
I like mystery games. I like Pokemon. I'm going to play it.
I just can't get over 2 packs a day Pikachu.
That's because you wanted it to be Danny DeVito, but he doesn't know what Pokemon is.
I wanted it to be Danny DeVito or not pack-a-day Pikachu.
Because they're going for that Eddie Valiant feel.
I know what they're going for. I don't like it.
I know. I just want that amiibo.
Now, that amiibo is sweet. Like, I will probably grab that, but yeah, no, that game, I don't know if I can do it. They're remaking Luigi's Mansion for the 3DS. It will be a digital release. So
again, why on the 3DS?
I don't know. It's easier probably to remake a game for GameCube on 3DS than the Switch.
I mean, I guess, but still, yeah, don't like it.
And I mean, they've got another Luigi's Mansion game on the 3DS. So yeah, it would have made more sense for them to do it on the Switch. We got some more updates on Kirby Star Allies. That demo is apparently available now. Just basically some new stuff you can pick up.
Because that game comes out this week.
It's soon,
I think.
Something like that. Okami HD remake for the Switch. Now we're on to Switch stuff.
I'm actually kind of excited for this because I never actually played Okami, and I've heard just so many good things about it, but it's never really been on a platform that...
Yeah, because it was PS2, then Wii. I think it's on PC now.
Because I missed it on PS2. I never picked it up for Wii, but like with the Switch, I might give it a shot.
Yeah, no, I've always heard that it's super fun. So, yeah, and it'll have, like, you can play it the classic way with just the controllers, or they have, from what it looks like, the features with the Wii, with the Joy-Con, where you can actually draw in the air and stuff like that. So, looks neat. I will probably give this a shot, because I never beat Okami.
Mm-hmm.
I played it, I enjoyed it, and then I don't know why I didn't finish it. Something else had to have come out that took me away from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I will probably end up grabbing that. Sushi Striker. It just looks like a fun little mini game. I think it's going to be on the eShop.
It looks like a puzzle game.
Yeah. Or at least like one of those like Cooking Mama style games where you have to, I don't know.
I was watching the direct at work. Someone had come in about this time, so I missed the majority of this announcement. But it looked interesting. From what I saw, it looked interesting.
Yeah. Like, not the target demo again. Mm-hmm. At least I'm not.
It definitely, I don't think, would be a $60 purchase. I don't think it'd probably be like a $40 purchase even. But like...
15?
Yeah, if I can get it for cheap, I might give it a shot.
We got some more updates on Octopath Traveler, including the release date. and the collector's edition. The collector's edition looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, it does.
And they talked about a new character class.
Two new character classes.
Yeah. So if you've been excited about that game, that's hitting July 13th. So we got the official release date.
I do believe the demo is still up on the Switch Shop. If you are I am not a fan of turn-based combat JRPGs. I'm actually really excited for this game.
The demo looked really good. I keep meaning to download it and try it, but I keep forgetting that it's a thing.
It's a chunk of game, too. Like, it's a solid, it's like an hour-long demo.
That's what they did with Bravely Default, because mm-hmm. this is apparently the same guys that worked on Bravely Default are yep. doing this. And, yeah, Bravely Default was a really long demo, and it was super fun. Like, I loved Bravely Default. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I will probably end up picking this one up, even though I never did play Bravely Second. Oops.
Stephanie is cringing somewhere.
Yes, Stephanie is very disappointed in me.
I bought Bravely Default because of Stephanie. I didn't put any time into it because I think Pokemon had come out like right around the same time.
Mm.
So that was my priority. And
story
I was like,
of
I'm
my
gonna,
life
with I'm,
games. Something I'm new comes out and I forget what I've been doing.
Yep. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go back and play that. And then I just haven't even played my 3DS in a while.
Yeah, I played the demo because of Krista, but then I just couldn't understand anything.
Yeah, Stephanie hit us with it hard at mm-hmm. GameStop. That was when
play.
It was when me, her, and Krista worked at GameStop. And she was like, the demo is out. It's really, really good. You guys need to play it. So me and Krista picked it up, up the demo.
And then she came home, shoved it in my face.
And it's like, look at it. It's so much fun. The Brave and the default system is so cool. And yeah, it was. Like, it was really, really fun. And I ended up getting the collector's edition of it. Like, all three of us pre-ordered the collector's edition and ended up grabbing it. And it was super fun.
I really with this Octopath Traveler, which they dropped the project, so I guess it's just going to be called Octopath Traveler.
Yeah.
The mix, how you can pick a second class too.
Yes.
Or like, because it's like, oh, if you're playing as the dancer, you can also have a second as a warrior.
Because
like,
that was.
Oh, that's interesting.
The class system was one of the best parts about Bravely Default.
Because
mm-hmm. it was heavily based on, I think, Final Fantasy IV, maybe, the class system. I don't know enough about Final Fantasy, but I remember it being like one of the favorite Final Fantasy class systems, and that's actually how I sold the game to a lot of people when I worked at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm excited about that game. Probably end up picking that one up too. Yeah, this Nintendo Direct was bad for my wallet.
Yeah.
Really bad for my wallet. We got Travis Strikes Again, another No More Heroes game, which the first No More Heroes game was phenomenal. That game was surprisingly fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play the second one because I want to say there was a second one.
I think, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was a second one. And I never played that for some reason. I think I didn't own a Wii when it came out. Because there was a long period of time where I didn't have a Wii. Because
mm-hmm.
you couldn't find them.
Oh, no. Like, I had one, and I played No More Heroes on it in Smash Bros. And then Smash Bros. Broke my heart, so I got rid of my Wii.
Okay, fair enough.
Is that the one with the tripping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This doesn't look like it's a full-on No More Heroes game. Like, I don't know what this game is. It's like a bunch of different mini games. Like, you're going inside other games.
Yeah, it's definitely different because, yeah, it's... Yeah, you're playing inside of an old-school game. Like, Travis Touchdown, which I love that name, goes into, like, a video game world. And he has to do a bunch of stuff there.
So he's Captain N.
Yeah. I don't know who Captain N is.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I keep forgetting I'm the oldest person.
He went
table
through a bunch
right
of like he was a like kid who loved video games who would jump through Nintendo games, and
oh.
it was like his
he
own.
He got sucked into the Nintendo universe,
I
basically,
do
and
remember
he had his little
this.
Like blaster gun.
Yeah. Okay. Now I remember this. Now
I got you.
No, I'm just. It's just. It's
way to make me feel old, Jesse.
My bad. I'm helping.
I know.
I knew what it was.
And Ace is younger than me, so it's fine.
It was a terrible cartoon, but I loved it.
I remember
it
being pretty
awful.
Oh, it
was a cartoon.
Yeah, it was.
I have it.
You
why?
Because it's terrible.
As a reminder to never let yourself slip
because
into the darkness again.
Shannon and I went through this phase where we picked up every single video game related cartoon.
So you have Zelda?
I have Zelda.
Excuse
I have Super Mario Brothers Super
Princess.
Show. I have Captain N. I have Sonic.
Right,
I have Sonic.
I have to cut
Sonic
this off because we're only halfway through the list. Dark Souls Remastered. We got a release date for that May 25th. And an amiibo.
Well,
yes, Shannon is excited about the amiibo.
Hopefully he got
it
pre-ordered.
Did he pre-order it?
No.
Oh, well, he's not getting one.
I know. That's, yeah. No, Bob broke his heart on that already.
Yeah, because it's the Praise the Sun amiibo. And that's, you know, of Dark Souls fans, that's a big meme. And even, like, if you haven't ever played Dark Souls, you've almost certainly seen or heard Praise the Sun somewhere
mm-hmm.
with that pose. It's even in other games. Like, that's Destiny hilarious. References it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are both coming out on May 25th. The Amiibo, for reasons unknown, is exclusive to GameStop.
Hashtag just Nintendo things.
And GameStop has already sold out of pre-orders because GameStop. Anyway, Mario Tennis Aces, a whole bunch of updates about that. So if you were excited about Mario Tennis, like, this Direct was very satisfying for you.
I'm very excited for Mario Tennis. I wasn't the hugest fan of what looks like that racket breaking system.
Oh, yeah.
That seemed kind of confusing. I need to go back and rewatch that section to see if I just maybe didn't fully understand it. But
there's a lot of things.
It still looks pretty. It still looks super pretty. I like the idea that Chain Chomp.
Mario Tennis.
Right, on the 64.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that Chain Chomp is a character. That's kind of annoying. He's got the racket awesome. In his mouth.
That's really neat.
But yeah, and it looks like it's going to be way better than the Wii U version, which was just a tennis game with Mario characters in it.
Yup. So here's hoping. Captain Toad Treasure Tracker is getting ported to the Switch.
Why?
Because every game that was worth playing on the Wii U is getting ported to the Switch.
Because it didn't deserve to be locked on the Wii U.
Yep.
I'm actually kind of excited for this because now I'll finally get to play Treasure Tracker because I always wanted to play it, but I didn't want to.
Have fun getting frustrated every time you fall off the side and have to go all the way back through again.
I know what I'm walking into. I played Bloodborne.
Plus, it's Toad. I hate Toad.
I played Bloodborne for an hour.
Point taken.
And then it's also, they're getting a port for the 3DS. Different set of levels and stuff.
Yeah. 3DS I might be able to deal with.
There you go. They announced Undertale for the Switch.
I've been wanting to play Undertale for a while, so this is probably the version I'm going to get.
Yeah, like a handheld version of this sounds like something. I've had it sitting on the desktop of my PC for more than a year. and I haven't played it yet, despite knowing that it's incredible.
Because
everybody keeps telling me, like, people that I very much trust on their taste in video games tell me how good Undertale is. And, yeah, I keep wanting to play it. And, again, been on my desktop for more than a year. Actually, close to three.
I just want you to remember this when I don't watch a TV show or something.
That's completely different.
No. Moving on, though.
Completely different.
No.
Crash Insane Trilogy is coming to the Switch, which was a huge shocker.
Seriously.
It's also coming to Xbox One.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's like an Amazon listing for Insane Trilogy, PS4, XB1S.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if that kind of got buried if it's even really been announced yet. That listing could be wrong, but it's for sure coming to the Switch, which is cool.
Fair enough. Little Nightmares Complete Edition is coming to the Switch, which I had never heard of this game. And boy, does it look creepy.
It does.
And I want to try it.
I've seen a couple videos on it. Like, it looks pretty neat. It's not my style of game at all, but I really like the aesthetic.
Because, I mean, the aesthetic and the game style almost reminds me a little bit of Limbo.
Okay.
But then again, like, I caught brief little bit of this. Like, I wasn't able to fully pay attention to this part of the announcement.
Limbo was more cartoonish, and it had, like, it was more silhouettes. This is, like, a full-on 3D. It's a 2D, but it's 3D art style.
Right, yeah, I mostly meant just the creep factor and the 2D platforming style.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's definitely not the silhouettes and stuff like that. It's full on creepy visuals. So, yeah. Let's see. South Park Fractured But Whole is coming to the Switch.
This had been rumored for a while. I still don't believe it. Like, and I'm very, I'm very curious if it's going to be the full game.
Because
I still haven't played Fractured But Whole. Like, I have it, I just still haven't played it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's anything like Stick of Truth, there are scenes in there that I cannot...
not be Nintendo-friendly.
Yeah, so I'm...
I mean, in fairness, Nintendo's like, they're sticking with the ESRB and they're fine with it. Like, that's the trend they're going towards, which is why we're getting, like, you know, Doom.
Wolfenstein
and,
2.
And possibly Diablo 3. Which is still rumored, yet confirmed, yet rumored. I didn't want to bring that up because, yeah, it's confusing to me. Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition has a release date now, which is May 18th. It's going to come with all the characters plus a couple more, including, you know, Breath of the Wild, Link, and Zelda. Splatoon 3.0, big update there, I guess, as well as a new single-player mode. It'll be the first paid DLC for Splatoon. You'll be able to play as one of the Octolings, which... I don't know a whole lot about Splatoon lore, but I guess you have Squidlings and Octolings. And I thought the Octolings were the bad guys, but maybe not.
Because it was the Squidlings, and then there was the Squid Kids, and then the
Because I thought they were Inklings.
There were two. Oh, yeah, maybe. Because there were two factions, and now I thought this was introducing a third one. I don't know anything about Splatoon, though, so I kind of tuned this part out.
Yeah, I'm completely, like, off on the lore.
I just know they're colorful and messy.
I just remember thinking there's no way that Splatoon 2 update is going to be their big ending point.
Yeah, and I was actually really, like, I left really disappointed because I knew it was going to be a half hour thing, and it had gone for 30 minutes, and I was like, oh, man. Splatoon.
And then I had to leave work because I didn't want to tell my coworkers, like, oh, you know, you guys go ahead. I just need to finish watching this Nintendo video. So I immediately pulled it up on my phone.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I got out to my car and finished watching it on my phone because Ace and I get off work at the same time because that's how that works. So I watched it in my car, and then, yeah, we see, like, a couple of Inklings, you know, running around each other, shooting ink.
Before that, they are like, okay, well, thanks for watching this Direct. You know, it's certainly lived up to expectations. That's going to do it for us. I'm like, no.
No.
Oh, I actually missed that part.
Yeah, no, because it cuts back to, I can never remember his name, the guy who was hosting it. And then there was someone from the Splatoon team. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, well, that does it. Oh, well, actually, we do have one more thing.
And boy, did they.
And this was when I was like, okay, it's not going to be Smash. But, you know, maybe they're like, this is where we'll get Animal Crossing. Or, like, maybe this is where they get the official Diablo reveal. Like, something will be cool. But, I mean, it's not going to be Smash. And then it starts with the Inklings running around. And I'm like, no, not.
Is this going to be like Splatoon for 3DS stuff? Or something? What is happening?
Because I was watching the Kinda Funny watch along. And they got just dead silent as they're watching this, and then one of them was just like, you want them to be painting the Smash logo, don't you? Yeah. And, like, right about that time, the light fades, and then the fire from behind, and then they turn, and then the Smash logo in the eye.
On fire in one of the Inklings' eyes.
I lost my mind.
So they look over, and, yeah, they see the big Smash logo in the air, and it's kind of, like, a little bit illuminating. You, like, see Mario, and then Link, a Breath of the Wild Link. It's almost certainly him, because it looks you've got
the braids and stuff.
Yeah, he's got the braids, he's got the arrows, like the spiffy arrows, and I'm thinking it's probably going to just be a skin, but
I'm thinking it'll be a skin. I think it would be really cool if they did a separate Link to where he had, like, his abilities were based around, like, the Sheikah Slate.
Yeah, or just, like, he'd have various abilities with a bunch of different weapon types.
Yeah.
Would be
just
really
like
cool.
There's ways you could do that as a separate character.
And
but
guess
I think
what? They're probably going to give him a parry.
Good. and then the same thing that, like, I feel like the Mario they showed is probably going to be Cappy. Because Splatoon 2 was the second really big release following launch of the Switch. Breath of the Wild, clearly the biggest launch title. And then Mario is the biggest of the first party games to come out.
And see, a lot
and
of
those were the three that they kind of highlighted. So I wouldn't be, like, it would be kind of cool if they gave Mario, like, Cappy abilities. Even if it is just a capture, then he's just Kirby.
And it would be cool to do that versus, because, I mean, for a long time now, they've had the, they got rid of it in Smash 4. No, they didn't. The Super Mario Sunshine, the water squirt ability.
Oh, the Flood?
Yeah, Flood. So if they got rid of that and replaced it with Cappy abilities, I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
But again, one of the big important things is we don't know if they're doing what they did with Mario Kart, where it was just Mario Kart 8, you know,
Deluxe,
where you got all of the DLC plus a few more characters in a new game mode. So we don't know if we're going to get Smash Bros. Deluxe. It just said Super Smash Brothers. And if you go to the actual website, it says title pending on the title bar.
So they're really just teasing us.
I think it's going to be kind of like a halfway point between a deluxe and a sequel. I feel like it's probably going to be called Super Smash Bros. Switch, would be my guess. And it's going to be like they will add some new things, but a lot of it's going to come from Smash 4.
I mean,
but I don't think it's going to be. I don't think they're going to call it a full out because it's Sakurai is actually working on it. That got confirmed.
Yeah, Sakurai is working on this one. I mean, he's worked on all of them now.
But he's always said that he wasn't going to make any more. So the fact that he's actually working on it is nice.
Yeah.
So I feel like he wouldn't want to just do a straight port. He would want to do more with it. I don't know if we'll keep. I also don't think we're going to keep the full roster from Smash 4.
Yeah.
Like especially like Cloud or any of those like third party characters I feel like we could lose.
It's a possibility.
Because I don't know how the licensing works.
Because we lost Snake going into Smash 4.
Yeah.
So I really don't know, though. Because, again, there's so much we don't know about this game.
I forgot Snake was in one of them.
But what we do know...
Because Brawl was so bad.
...is this got announced for 2018.
Yeah.
This year. Oh.
And that's what really leads me to believe that this is a port. As opposed to a port with extras. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a new game. Because, yeah, it's coming 2018. Because it didn't say, like, you know, another announcement in 2018. It said coming.
Yeah.
2018.
My guess is it's going to come out at the same time that Mario Odyssey came out in 2017. Like, that's going to be their big, like, fall release.
And I am so okay with it.
Because Nintendo's the only company that isn't afraid of Red Dead Redemption.
Because they don't know
all the
is.
Other games are getting, like, Call of Duty 4
pushback,
is coming out. Coming
early.
Up early.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Black
releasing.
Ops 4 is releasing in October,
instead
which is
of
a month earlier than normal.
What?
Yeah, because it doesn't want to go up against Red Dead Redemption 2.
What is
well,
life?
I mean, you know Shannon's going to be all over Red Dead.
All of us are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Red Dead will, whatever I'm playing is going to end because of
Red Dead Redemption
2.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I'm excited. Now I'm at, so now that we know what's happening, though, I'm like, okay, but give me all the other information. And now just give me the game. I'm not a patient man.
Yeah, I mean, at least they didn't say, like, come in 2020. Oh, I would have sold my Switch.
I do really.
I wouldn't have.
Liar. I do hope we get something, like, at E3, like, more reveals.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure they're going to talk about it a lot more at E3. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us. We got to get out of here. Thank you for listening. We'll update you on that Smash Brothers as soon as we know more, because, boy, do we want to know more. Hype is real. All right. Thanks for tuning in.